with the fuzz behind us, we'll be able to move on to the much trickier proposition of circular breathing. Circular breathing allows a player to play continuously without ever having to stop the sound to take a breath. The concept is simple. You're basically turning your head into a giant bagpipe bag, so you can blow out through your cheeks while you breathe in through your nose. And although it sounds simple, it's a little tricky to get. But with a little perseverance, it will come to you. And not only will it help your didgeridoo playing, but you'll be the hit at every party. The first step is to puff out your cheeks and breathe in and out normally. The next step isn't that much harder. Keep your cheeks puffed out and have a little tiny opening in your lips. From this opening, push air out from your cheeks in a small stream. You can hold your hand in front of your face to feel the air. As you let this tiny stream of air seep out, breathe in and out normally. And if you can do this, you're breathing in and out at the same time, the basic concept of circular breathing. Now, the trickier part. Puff up your cheeks again, but this time use the air in your cheeks, and just in your cheeks, to vibrate your lips, almost as if you're making a rude noise or spitting watermelon seeds at someone. It should sound like this. Now, if you can do that 3 times without laughing, we'll move on to the next step. What we have to do now is puff out our cheeks, but this time, every time we make our rude noise, you have to sniff air in through your nose. Are you ready? It should sound like this. And again, you're breathing in and blowing out at the same time. Feel free to try this on your instrument. It should sound like this. Now, the tricky part comes when you're trying to get the air from your lungs back to vibrating your lips when the air in your cheeks has run out. And this is the part usually that most people have trouble with, and it does take quite a bit of practice. One way to practice this away from the instrument is to take a half a cup of water and a straw, and the thinner the straw, the better. Put the straw in the water and begin blowing bubbles. As your air runs out, puff up your cheeks as we've practiced, and blow the bubbles of the air in your cheek while you're breathing in. Then, as your cheek air is running out, release the air from your lungs back into your mouth and keep those bubbles going. If the bubbles never stop, you're circular breathing. If you drink water, you're not. As you move on to trying this on the didgeridoo, a couple of words of advice. First, and most importantly, don't be discouraged. This is not easy, and for some people, it takes a few days to a week to accomplish this. It's no big deal. It'll come around. Another helpful hint for the beginning circular breather is don't approach circular breathing as a very gentle, relaxed transfer of air, especially at the beginning. Try to be quite forceful and quick with your circular breathing exchanges, and then as you get better and better, you can slowly relax into a more calm circular breathing style. But oftentimes, the vigorous approach is the best approach for beginners. Take a listen and then give it a try. Thank you. Good. Now it's time to go on.